USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden never lifted a finger for 25 years to reform NAFTA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The vice president in Reading, Pennsylvania, continues.
When Joe Biden was vice president, America actually lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember the last president, 4 years ago? He said those manufacturing jobs would never come back. He said, what magic wand do you have? Well, we didn't need a magic wand fighting for American jobs. We just needed President Donald Trump in the White House. 500,000 manufacturing jobs in just 3 years.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded to a reporter late Friday when asked about a recent explosive New York Post report about his son Hunter Biden. The former vice president saying it's just another smear campaign. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want a career in law enforcement these days? You're not alone.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. Religious gatherings in the hot zones in New York City are limited to 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your traditional Thanksgiving dinner may look a little bit different if a top infectious disease expert has his way, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus may have people wanting to scale back their Thanksgiving. That's a recommendation from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS this morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. Larson has applied for reinstatement in NASCAR, but has yet to hear their official decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.